When someone loses their spark, it's important to give them a timely support in order to help them get their spark back. But what is a proper way to emotionally support someone who is in a war zone without having gone through a similar experience? I'd like to share with you an overview of my conversation with my friend in war-torn Ukraine and what I have learned from it. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Sinetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life. And I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. On day 4 of Russian occupation of Ukraine, I saw a few stories my Facebook friend filmed where she shared that she had started losing her positive outlook on life. We've been friends on Facebook for over 10 years now, but we'd never really talked. I'd seen her videos over the years and I'd been quite envious of the natural positivity she exuded. I might have been envious of her because for me, a road to positivity has been long and winding, and I still have to be quite vigilant in order to stay in a higher, more positive vibration. I can't say that I supported this Facebook friend's post with likes or comments, but I definitely watched. And from what I understand about Facebook algorithm, she most likely had seen my posts too. So we weren't complete strangers. I first saw her stories on day 3 of the occupation, and I was blown away by her absolute calm and nonchalantness when she talked about being unable to refill drinking water at a store because the stores were closed early. And I started a conversation with her by first complimenting her sense of humor and by asking her about her location. Please keep in mind that I am also from Ukraine and I still have relatives living there. So there was an openness in our conversation, and also because we knew a few things about each other. Our text conversation was very pleasant, and when she shared with me the sights she's been seeing out of her window, I gave her another compliment about her calmness and shared with her that my grandma lost her mom when she stayed by a window during World War II, and that maybe it would be wiser to try to stay away from the windows for now. She found my suggestion helpful, and so we continued texting one another. As we went on, I heard that she was worried. And along our conversation, I shared with her something I'd heard from Daryl Anka about the eye of the storm being the quietest and the calmest place, even though all around there is chaos and distraction. And that he said that when we find ourselves in a chaotic, dangerous, or a scary place in our life, we have to find the eye of the storm within ourselves, because this is the only place we can control, and it's the only place where peace really matters. I was wondering whether this person who was in the midst of a country that is being ripped apart by war could receive any kind of emotional support from me, because I was so far away and because I had no idea what she was going through. But once again, she found the story about the eye of the storm very helpful. The next day when I saw her story about her losing her positivity, I had to make sure that she was back on track in being positive, because I needed her to be that charge of positivity to look up to in my own quest for happiness. And because in her Facebook story, she asked a question about how to keep positive in a situation she was in, I jumped in with an answer. And since I've never lived through the experience she was going through, I had to use more general terms in my answer to her. I wrote that when I wasn't able to get out of a post-traumatic stress disorder after an emotional trauma, my husband gave me an opportunity to create art. And when I say that he gave me an opportunity, I mean that he actually took care of our kids for about 15 hours straight while I painted for 15 hours straight, once a week for a few months. And she found my answer so useful that a minute later, when I offered her to have a voice conversation, she was already busy creating something. Later on, she got back to me and shared with me that she had quite a productive day creating. Also, she shared with me that she wanted to do something, but she was afraid to do it because of the unsafe conditions outside, and because she was afraid, she was procrastinating. At this point, I had to soothe her about her procrastination because the actions she wanted to do were motivated by fear. And I shared with her a law of attraction principle about the necessity of doing inspired actions that follow her internal impulses in which she can feel joy and have the knowing that she is doing the right thing at the right time. Well, let's recap what was done right in the way I approached my attempt at emotionally supporting someone in a traumatic situation without having the same experience as them. First, I complimented something I found inspiring about my friend's post. Then I asked questions. Then I listened. Then I offered suggestions in the form of personal stories or something I've heard someone else say. Also, I used general terms when sharing personal experiences, and I did my best to soothe her. By the way, another thing to consider is this. When someone is in such a difficult and traumatic situation as war, talking about politics is not the right thing to do, especially when you don't see eye to eye about the situation. I also had a face-to-face conversation with my friend and suggested to her two practices she could use in order to keep her focus away from the war and toward the inner peace. But I'm going to talk about that in the future episodes, because right now I'd like to share with you what I have learned while talking with different friends of mine during this difficult time. A few times, different friends of mine have shared with me some horrible things that have happened during this war, and I simply did not know what I could say, how I could support them. And I simply asked them, how can I emotionally support you at this time? And every person I asked this question said to me that they appreciate the fact that I reach out to them every single day to find out how they're doing. And that simple act of care supports them tremendously. If the war is over by the time you're listening to this podcast, that's an amazing news. But right now, it's day 7 of the war, and I'm looking for ways to send humanitarian help over to Kyiv, which is finishing up its supplies of food. A lot of babies are born in the subway tunnels and in basements because that's where the bomb shelters are. And a lot of people need help. If the war is still going on and you want to help, connect with me on Instagram at Swimming and Living. And hopefully by the time you connect with me, I'll have verified ways you can help Ukrainians. Thank you for listening.